dbkmediaservices.com.
Listening to the Triple Crown Family Fun Center SBC Sports Talk Podcast. SBC Sports Talk is brought to you by SBCSportsZone.com and Triple Crown Sports. And now, here are your hosts, Shane Combs, Derek Webb, and Bruce Knox.
Hello again, SVC sports fans, and welcome in to the Triple Crown Family Fun Center, SVC Sports Talk. I am Bruce Knox, bringing you episode 215. It's our spring preview show for the boys on the boys' side. Again, brought to you by Triple Crown Family Fun Center. Look them up on the web at www.triplecrownfamilyfuncenter.com for all kinds of detailed information. You can also give them a call at 740-773-7529, located at 1 Nancy Wilson Way in Chillicothe, just off of Bridge Street behind the Hampton Inn. They are our billboard sponsor for our shows for the past 7 years now, and we certainly do appreciate them. Again, this is our preview show, and I'd like to bring in the two guys who know more about SVC sports than I'll ever know. First, Derek Webb from the Chillicothe Gazette. Welcome back, Mr. Webb.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Yes, it's good to be back. Good to be back in a flow here. And hey, it's baseball season, so I can't complain no matter what.
No, that's probably your favorite time of year, I would guess. So
absolutely.
We really appreciate you being with us. And then on the other side, Mr. Shane Combs of SVCSportsZone.com. Shane, welcome to you, sir.
Great to be with you guys, Bruce. We mentioned there on the softball show, which we encourage fans to go back and listen to if they haven't had a chance to. That was our first preview show that was out a day earlier, and I mentioned on there that this is such a special time of year for me as someone who's coached in the spring every year since graduation of high school there in '95, and it's just a really, really fun time of year for sports. Starting to get back out and baseball and softball kick in, track kicking in. I'm a big Reds fan. Masters coming around the corner. Final Four basketball. It's a fun time, and I think we're in for a really good baseball preview show, the same we had with the softball there on the girls' side.
Okay, we'll get right to it. As we mentioned, this is our spring preview show for the guys. Episode 214, which you can find on the DBK Media Services website, includes our look at the ladies, and you're welcome to listen to that anytime you get a chance. We're going to focus again on baseball and discuss some track a little as well. Our early headlines, guys, and some early predictions, similarly to what we did on the girls' side, these are Unioto, Locked and Loaded. Don't forget ZT returns a boatload from a district championship squad. What does the return of Coach Yates mean to the SVC and for Huntington? SE and PV appear to be baseball's mystery teams, and Piketon and Westfall appear ready to contend, followed by look for Warriors to simply reload and go. You know, on the girls' side, when I gave those headlines, I went to Derek first. I think I'm going to go to Shane this time, Derek, and give him a chance to maybe pick first. Shane, what say you? What's the most intriguing headline there and why?
Well, in my position as being a coach in the league, when I do get the website feedback, obviously every headline's intriguing to me.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, it's one of those where you don't really pay much attention to one more than the other. It is kind of ironic when you break it down. A Unioto team that a lot of people at the end of last year kind of had marked as this year's favorite, and now it looks like they're going to add three starters, three kids that have moved in with J.D. Blevins and the boards there. So that's obviously a really impressive roster. If you want to know how good Unioto is, most people have them picked at the top. And as the one thing said, Zane Trace won the district last year to return like the entire program. So that's impressive. But Coach Yates is someone that I go way back with. He's done a lot for me. It's really cool to have him in the league. I think with Southeastern and Paint Valley, I think people are intrigued by the rosters. I know speaking from Paint Valley perspective myself, we're it's an exciting time for us because we're still trying to figure it out. We're entering league play where we're still anxious to kind of see where we're at. And I think Coach Evans at Southeastern probably feels the same way. And then Piketon Westfall really, really appear that a lot of their young kids have grown up and they're ready to go. And then I scouted the Edina team the other night. Don't let them fool you with what they graduated at all. That's a good baseball team. So the Simply Reload. So again, it's impossible for me, guys, to pick one out on the baseball side because they all are so meaningful to me. And you know, obviously in my job is not just the website, but as a coach, I start analyzing all these teams from day one and keeping a notebook on them and scouting just like every coach does. And I just think we're in for another great season on the baseball diamond where SVC baseball is good as we play in our league in any sport, top to bottom.
Okay. Derek, what's the most intriguing headline for you?
You know, for me, I had to pick I'm gonna pick two. Is that okay, Bruce?
Sure,
I know I'm going
sure.
against the rules.
Yeah.
No, all right.
Okay.
Just making sure. You know, you first of all, you have to look at a Uniota team who won the league last year. You know, made a nice little tournament run, and then they bring all three of their main pitchers back in Ryan Sigler, Nick Uten, and Harley Patterson, the SVC Player of the Year. And oh, by the way, 11, 12 games in or whatever it is after he has to sit out, JD Blevins from Medina comes over, and he'll add another arm to the already growing. Weapons list, if you would. So you have to look at them and think, okay, these guys are definitely going to be good. They're going to have all the pitching they want. They just put up 4 or 5 runs a game and then pitch like they can. They're going to be tough out. Then, you know, Shane kind of mentioned it too with Adina. I mean, you know, they've started out strong this year already, beat Portsmouth 13-0, then beat a Wheelersburg team 6-4 with a freshman on the mound and Jared Garrison, who's, I'd say now, but by the way, Shane, he's probably proven his worth as an athlete, even as a freshman. Now he's becoming a stud in front of our very eyes in multiple sports. But you know, they can hit the ball. There's a lot of on that Warriors team. There's a lot of maybe kids we don't know just yet. You know, when I get the box scores and I look at like a Roman Long or a Garrett Wilburn or mm-hmm. Jared Garrison, even other than him, I mean, just in a baseball sense, they have a lot of names that it's like, well, okay, well, who's this kid? But they're going 3-for-4 every night too.
Yep.
So you're right. They're a very dangerous team. You know, a great head coach out there and Tom Barr, he knows what he's doing. And you know, you look at those top two teams and you think, or if they're your top two teams, you kind of look at them and say, okay, these both are going to be tough to beat. And I know we're recording on a Sunday, and Shane, I know you won't be there because you have a game, but I'm looking forward to covering these guys tomorrow night, which was when this was released yesterday, when they play each other in the league. So
that was confusing.
But, I know, right? I confused myself. I'm
that's
not sure.
All right.
Yeah, I think it confused me that I totally understood what he was saying.
Yeah. Well, you might get snowed out tomorrow. Who knows? Anyway, so, okay, that's good stuff. Well, we're going to go into our new segment, which is called the Spring Segment, and this is brought to us by Crown Hill Golf Club, located at 9500 U.S. Highway 22 in Williamsport. Give them a call, 740-986-4653. And despite the fact that we're expecting a little snow tomorrow morning, which is Monday, which is yesterday, when you hear this on Tuesday, if that all makes sense. If you're not confused by now, you won't be. But give them a call. Maybe you can get up there and hit the little white ball around. Tell them the boys at SVC Sports Zone sent you. Spring is like no other season, and we want to kind of talk about that and what makes spring so unique here. And, again, I'm going to go to Shane on this one because you got to go first last time, Derek.
Well, yeah, what we're wanting to do in this special segment is maybe just highlight. I think what we do on SVC Sports Talk that's unlike anything else in the area is the way we do exactly what the three of us are doing right now. We sit around in sports talk show format and break down sports in the spring. And because we're under the benefit of just doing this more as a hobby and we don't really have to worry about dollars and cents and we don't have to worry about numbers and we don't have to worry about a lot of different things, we're able to really highlight the amazing athletics that are going on in the spring in the SVC. And guys, for me, with this being a baseball preview show, I wanted to talk about the lineup is unlike any other sport. I mean, I want you to think about this, Derek, as many sports as you cover. Who is on the mound night to night can completely change your team. Or maybe in order to get a kid to the mound, it takes a different person and puts the gear on behind the plate. Or maybe that changes your shortstop. Or maybe it changes your center fielder. And what people don't understand is you can end up forming 3, 4, 5 different forms of your team, and how they go onto the field can dictate what level they play at. You know, you never show up to a game in basketball and say, "Hey, I wonder if Dylan Swingle will be allowed to shoot 5 times tonight. Hey, I wonder if when we go to watch, I wonder if Williamson of Westfall in tonight's football game will be able to throw the ball over 5 times tonight." Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's there's certain games you go to in basketball, you understand that here is the lineup you're going to face. You know, you're not going to show up at Piketon one night and have to guard Purdue, and then the next night be like, "Ah, well, Purdue's not able to play offense tonight." You know, I mean, it's the same team. Where in baseball, you show up, and if you're playing someone from a Monday night to a Wednesday night to a Friday night, it's a completely different team. Now, if you have a really good depth on the mound, it may not change your team as much. And obviously, that's what separates on the baseball side. That's what separates teams at the very, very top. Keep in mind, last year, one of the things that impacted the final league standings was teams that were chasing in the 2 and 3 spot had key losses to the teams that were in the bottom 3 spots of the league standings where they got beat by them. So, you know, it's just unique, unlike any other sport in terms of, you know, softball. You're going to show up, and if there's no injury or whatever, same girl's going to go to the circle and pitch. You know the lineup you're going to face. Where in baseball, one thunderstorm, one game getting pushed to here, and now we play this team on this night, and I have this guy pitching, and you have this guy pitching, it changes the entire format. So I think that's something that people in spring sports are aware of, but I don't think they pay nearly enough attention to in terms of how much it can impact the league race.
Any thoughts there, Derek?
Yeah, I would just add this, Shane. I mean, at any level, I guess. You know, I'm talking about high school baseball. I'm talking about little league baseball. You know, I'm talking about the Reds in Major League Baseball. My favorite thing about the sport is, you know, we can talk about Adina, we can talk about Unyoda, we can talk about how much hitting Zane Trace has, how Payne Valley's off to a 5-1 start, how Huntington's off to a 3-0 start, and it doesn't matter. Because anybody can beat anybody on any given night. When you go to a basketball game, as you kind of said, if you've got a Unyoda versus a Huntington, I'm not saying Huntington can't win the game, but it's going to take – they're going to have to play the best they've ever played to beat Unyoda that night. In baseball, it's so much different because this is why we see the Yankees now. They have Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. Does that mean they'll win the World Series? It's far from it, actually. They're not even the odds-on favorite to win the World Series. And they have two of the best power hitters in the game. And so baseball is just such a different sport from any other, where you can line up two football teams together, and, you know, if one's bigger and one's stronger and one's faster, that team's usually going to win. In baseball, it doesn't matter. Because anybody can beat anybody on any given night. And I know we say that about other sports, but it even resonates more on the baseball diamond.
Well, I agree, Bruce, and I really think, you know, it starts there with the pitcher in terms of how much that dictates a lineup.
Yep, sure it does, and the depth of your pitching staff, it really makes a difference. Well, we'll continue that segment throughout the spring here, and that, again, brought to us by Crown Hill Golf Club. We're going to move now into our fan questions and fan input that we get. And this is brought to us by C&K Athletic Equipment and Miletree Screen Printing. And now located at 233 Rennick Avenue in Chillicothe. Phone number there, 740-774-3306. And they are in a time of transition into more printing, more embroidery work, and so forth. And out of C&K Athletic Equipment, that kind of thing that they were doing up in Circleville. Best thing that we can tell you is look them up on Facebook, where they have a page for each of those two entities, and you can get an idea of all the possible things that they do. It's just amazing, and they demonstrate them well on Facebook. So look them up on Facebook if you can, and give them a call if you have any of those kinds of needs. In our inbox, where we have a couple questions, one you've already alluded to here, guys. First question is, does the transfer of J.D. Blevins to Unyoto play a factor in the league? And I'll let you gnaw on that one for a second. I think I know the answer, but Derek, let's ask, what do you think there?
Well, I mean, he can't play until, you know, almost half of the season's over. However, if Unyoda can, you know, stay afloat, and I think that they're obviously very capable of doing so, you know, for that first half, absolutely it plays a factor. I mean, you're getting one of the best arms in the league to come and you know, take the hill every, you know, 3 or 4 days or whatever it may be, however they, you know, choose fit, to see fit to use him. But, I mean, you know, again, I think – You can have all this pitching and you can have all this hitting, but if you have a night off, Adina's going to beat you. If you have a night off, Zane Tracy is going to beat you. I mean, so does it play a factor? Absolutely, but he has to play to his potential as well.
Okay, Shane?
Well, yeah, I think he said it well. I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt. I think that this was a team that the feedback I'm getting, you know, obviously competing against them in the past, when you start taking the three arms that Derek mentioned earlier, they're certainly there. You know, the one thing about Blevins I'll throw in is I think sometimes the league is not aware of how good of baseball player he is. I think because of how hard he throws from the left side, obviously that draws attention. But you're talking about someone who is just a really tough out, a really good hitter, someone who can play some pretty good defense. So he's a kid that has been high baseball IQ. So that adds to that. So sure, I mean, I mean, you know, the question comes in the inbox, and as I'm reading that, that's kind of my immediate response is, you know, it certainly doesn't do anything to hurt.
No, of course not. Okay, another fan question regarding baseball. After a year of so many milestones in the winter, what are some things to watch in the spring? What are some of the major milestone numbers? Which one of you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, well, I want to throw this out here, okay. Derek, first of all. I think you know, this question came up in a couple multiple forms. Actually, two of the emails actually used the word milestones. Yeah. But I think in basketball, it's a little bit more cut and dry with the 1,000-point or, you know, you get to your certain school records or whatever. I think one thing, Bruce, is maybe baseball stats over history have not been kept as accurately or as kept, you know, maybe been not necessarily – not that they weren't kept accurately at the time, but maybe they haven't been archived.
Right.
Correct. Yeah. Compiled and kept well. The more we've had some longevity in baseball, I think we've improved in this area a little bit. For me, Derek, as a coach, I would think if you play 4 years of varsity baseball and you're averaging almost a hit a game, that's pretty impressive. Or let's say you don't start to your sophomore year. So I would throw out the number of 100 career hits. If you get up to the 150, that's phenomenal. 200 is insane. You know what I'm saying? So I would throw out that 100 hits is a really quality career. That's a pretty good one. You know, I would say a 200 strikeout career is pretty legit. I think as you start to climb 250, 300 up into there, that's really impressive. Those are just some numbers I'm throwing out. And as I look around the league, I think what you always have to remember is just like in scoring with the 1,000-point score, do you play on a team with other 1,000-point scores, or do you play on teams that are really balanced, or did you lose some time? You have to maybe look and see, okay, look at the special pitching staff, say a Unyoda has. Some of their strikeout totals over the course of the year may be down because there's only one ball to go around. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, only one guy can pitch at a time. So maybe on that Unyoda staff, you're only logging 25 innings, where on another team you'd have been the number one and you'd have probably logged closer to 50 innings. So a lot of times, you know, what I'm looking at from an opposing coach standpoint is I'm looking at, say, like innings pitched, and I'm looking at a strikeout to walk ratio or a whip category in terms of how many base runners is this kid allowing. So from a coaching standpoint, I might be looking at a little bit more of a detailed stat. Whereas I think when you get into the career numbers, I think it is interesting. Any more hitting one or two home runs at the high school level is pretty impressive. So, gosh, I would say anything in double figures in your career in home runs is a pretty impressive number. So I don't know that I've ever really taken the time to set a lot of milestones. So I was intrigued by some of these emails because as a coach, I guess you get more intrigued by the day-to-day scouting and the day-to-day analysis of the stats and breaking down your opponent, where maybe I haven't taken the time to just sit back as a fan and enjoy the milestone numbers or to think of the incredible career numbers.
Derek, do you have any thoughts on milestone numbers and milestones to look for this spring?
Yeah, I don't again, I wasn't here last spring, so I don't have my numbers, you know, updated, if you would. I will say this, you know, when you look at Adina's team, if they get to 17 wins this year, Tom Barr would win his 50th career game. Shane's, I believe, at what, 155 now, Shane? Is that correct? After your 5-1?
I have no idea.
It's at 150. Well, I believe it's at 155 now for Mr. Combs there. You know, Pike and Gene Baumgartner could win his 140th game with 12 wins this year. 17 would get him 145. And then you have Trevor Thomas, who's like with 250 for three career wins, and Ron Allen, Zane Trace for 350. So those numbers always kind of
well, and you know, then Ed Yates has won a few games too.
Yeah, just a couple. You know, of course he's 3-0 now at Huntington. So, and obviously Tony Taylor, John Evans, all those guys. John Evans is 15 away from 75. Tony, I don't have a record on him, but he's got to be up there as well. So, you know, those numbers always intrigue me. But as far as you know, individual player numbers, I have to do a little bit more research, Bruce.
All right. Well, we've got time. We've got several shows coming up this spring, and we'll bring you back for just that kind of. That kind of input. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
I know you like those stats, my man. You really do.
I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's head to our three up, three down. We talked about this on the girls' side preview show that was released last night. It's new questions. It's going to be brought to us by Crown Hill Golf Club. Shane?
Yeah, Crown Hill Golf Club. Give them a call, 740-986-4653. No, I'm hoping to play in some of their outings coming up later in the spring after a baseball season, and I'm sure I'll get up there and play a lot, but no need to wait on me. You know, you guys that are free right now, give them a call, 740-986-4653, and let them know SBC Sports Talk sent you. Guys, as I explained on the other preview show, three up, three downs, kind of going to be our segment that's common to people that listen to SVC Sports Talk. Bruce will throw us three questions, Derek, all pertaining to baseball this time. I'll let you go first and give your SVC baseball answer, and I'll follow up. So, Bruce, here we go, three up, three down.
It is said that so much starts and ends with pitching. Which team owns a pitching staff that will make them tough to beat?
Well, I kind of said this earlier, but I got to go with Unyoda here with that kind of fearsome foursome, if you will, four aces, whatever you want to say. When you put Blevins in at the halfway point, even before you get to Blevins with a Sigler, Patterson, and Uten, that's as tough as a pitching staff as we're going to get this year in the SBC. So, you know, Shane, I'm going to stick with Unyoda on this one.
Oh, that's the obvious answer. There's no question about it. I think, you know, with what Patterson accomplished, I think Sigler earlier in his career, but I mean, really, Uten is one of the really underappreciated talents, and not that people inside the baseball circle don't appreciate it. I think people out throughout the league, it's just that's part of pitching on such a good team. I know as you go through, I watched Kunkel the other night in some tough conditions throw well. I know we have a couple sophomores there at Paint Valley and Mettler and McFadden we're excited about. Gino there at Piketon has a long list of arms, and you know, Westfall with Nunnemaker threw real well early on, and then Zane Trace has, you know, Lambert coming back there. So I mean, you know, there's a lot of arms across the league. Each team's going to present two to three arms that are going to give them legitimate chances to win. But yeah, I mean, on paper coming into the year, no question, I'm sure that everyone would answer that question with Unyoda.
On the other side, who has the scariest offense in terms of the ability to just flat hit?
My initial answer to this question would have been Zane Trace. I mean, they do bring back a Ryan Winans, a Chad Eisen, a Isaac Bean, and the list goes on and on for those guys. But I tell you what, Shane, over just from what we've seen so far, you have to look at Huntington right now, who's only done they've only scored 17, 14, and 16. So if that's quick math, 47 runs in three games. That's not too bad. When they swept the doubleheader of Northwest this past Saturday, they outscored the Mohawks 31-9. This isn't basketball. This is baseball. So when you look at those guys, I mean, you know, Elijah McCloskey's been hot. Hunter Henneberger's been hot. Evan Long, Weston Roop, who's, by the way, another name to look out for. Keep him on your radar. Seth Beeler. You know, they've got some kids. Nate Snyder. They've got some kids that can really put the ball in play. And I mean, that's what it's about in high school. Put the ball in play. See what happens. So I think, you know, they're putting up runs now, and I think they can continue to do so.
Oh, again, on paper, I think the obvious answer has to be Zane Trace. They proved throughout last year that they could just outslug you when they have to. They've already shown it early in the year this year. Down, what, 11-4 the other day?
Uh-huh.
And come all the way back. I think what's impressive is, you know, when you look around the league and you see some of these lineups that have in their top, you know, say 3, 4, 5 hitters, I think what separates is when you get to the top half of the league is their ability to get you 1 through 9. You know, and I know that's something that all teams are working on, is getting that depth and so forth. So, again, I know with our group there, you know, with McDonald and McFadden and Mettler and Newland up front at Paint Valley, we feel like we're still trying to grow our bottom half. When I see some of the Westfall box scores, that's the thing that jumps out at me from last year to this year, Derek, is the way Coach Thomas is getting contribution all the way up and down the lineup. They scored, what, 14 the other day to win. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be a year where I'm intrigued to start analyzing in my scouting a little bit more of the bottom half of the orders, and so often that ends up being the group that separates a top half of the league team from the bottom half of the league team.
Which team do you believe is showing some early season intangibles that could make them more of a threat to the top half than perhaps the preseason critiques originally thought?
But when you start to look at Mr. Shane Combs of Paint Valley Bearcats, I mean, hey, they're 5-1 right now. And they've got some great pitching so far from Cruz McFadden, who, what, Shane had a seven inning shutout the other day, correct? So when you start to look at, and they're young, that's the thing. I mean, Paint Valley, as Shane kind of mentioned earlier, they've got some younger kids who can do a lot of good things. Elijah Tackett's pitching well. Brock Blanton right now is pitching well. Even when you look at down the lineup, you know, again, the names that maybe haven't, we're not so used to in a Travis Wise, in a Patrick Chapman, in a Lane Mettler. I mean, so I think you look at Paint Valley and you think, okay, well, you know, maybe this team's for real. And I can say that, Bruce, because I'm not Shane. And then, you know, you also go over to the Westfall team. Shane, I believe Titan Williams is going to be just a handful for opposing pitchers at the top of that lineup. So, and then you have Sam Frazier, Brayton Felger, Austin Nunnemaker. So it goes on and on for them. So, I mean, if you're picking two, you got to look at Paint Valley and Westfall, who's a combined right now 8-2 to start the season.
Well, guys, in some of my early season scouting, I love the Piketon group. I love what kids like Pack and Barker can do to create offense. Blakeman's another one. They have guys all the way through their lineup. Even if they won't always hurt you with a lot of pop in their bat, they really can execute you. They're athletic. They usually handle the bat well. Coach Bumgarner will get them bunting. He'll get them running a little bit. He'll get them moving around. My earliest scout of Adina, that impressed me about them. That entire group does such a great job of keeping their hands inside the baseball, and they will just wear you out the right center field. They're always one of the hardest teams in the league to strike out. Their execution is off the chart. They broke the game open. The Portsmouth game open that I scouted, just with some real simple baseball, stretching out into some 7, 8, 9 pitch at bats, a couple really nice bunts, and then look for Huntington to do the same. I know Coach Yates, just with the way he's executed in the past, I know he'll come in and really bring that type of baseball to Huntington. And the thing he has there at Huntington is he has some experience. He has 6, 7 kids that have played some varsity baseball that I think will really take to his system and execute well for him. So those are just some of the ones that jump out. Like I said, the more I get into my scouting and the more I actually play head-to-head against a lot of these teams, we'll see more and more. But those teams toward the top of the picks that we've talked about are there for obvious reasons. I think all these intangibles are what's going to make all these other teams sort out in terms of their chase.
And that is our three up, three down, brought to you by Crown Hill Golf Club, 9500 U.S. Highway 22, Williamsport. Give them a call, 740-986-4653. Tell them the boys from SBC Sports Talk sent you. Well, as always, we're love to hear from you regarding any and all points made on the show, any topics that you think we might want to delve into as well. You can get in touch with these guys. First, for Shane, it's through email, probably the best. His email address, admin1@svcsportzone.com. He also maintains the two profiles on Facebook, where you can contact him through Messenger or a posting. And on Twitter, his handle there, @svcsportzone.com. Mr. Webb is now known as Dr. Webb at ChillicotheGazette.com for purposes of email, and you can see him and listen to him and read his stuff on Twitter at the verified account of @DW1509. That verified really impresses me, Derek. I want you to know that. So if you haven't picked up on that over the past year. And you can always subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or on Stitcher. And if you're so inclined, please consider giving us a favorable rating. Got to move on now to our post-game comments, again brought to you by C&K Athletic Equipment and Miletree Screen Printing, located now at 233 Rennick Avenue in Chillicothe. Give them a call at 740-774-3306. Again, mentioning earlier that they're in a time of transition and to more corporate wear, more screen printing and embroidery. And they're doing some really impressive stuff and delivering the goods for many businesses and sports teams throughout southeastern Ohio. So follow them on Facebook, where you can get such information as their business hours and so forth, and see the types of products. They really do a good job of putting those things out there on Facebook, so you can get an idea of what they're doing. That's, again, C&K Athletic Equipment and Miletree Screen Printing. Well, in our post-game comments, we're going to kind of delve into the topic of track and get your thoughts about this track and field events and so forth. Derek, we're going to let you go first. Maybe some thoughts on track here, some athletes to watch, and other storylines.
Yeah, I kind of said on the softball preview show, that track's so much different because you can, it's an individual sport that you can kind of go to a state level. But you know, when you look at maybe teams to watch or athletes to watch this year, I think it all does start with Paint Valley. They're the defending SVC champions, but you know, as we both know, Shane, Unyota's always right there. Zane Trace is usually right there. They got Cole Clever there, who was a state qualifier last year. Southeastern Lane Ruby was a state qualifier. He'll obviously be back, causing havoc. Piketon has a Luke Nichols, I believe, in the I think the pole vault event. He's back. We talk so much about softball and baseball, and it should, because I guess me being trained the way I have, they are the money making sports. They're the sports that a lot of people are going to click on when they go to our website, and that's kind of my job, is to sell clicks. But we are also blessed in a track and field sense, to where we do have a lot of great athletes, a lot of great kids that work just as hard at doing what they do as a baseball or softball player too. So we'll be having track coverage. The RL Davidson track meet is this Thursday. We'll be having that type of track coverage all year long. So it should be another good season.
Go ahead, Shane.
Well, I thought, we mentioned on the girls' side, that with the likes of Chandler and Morris there at Piketon and Puckett, and a long list of athletes at Zane Trace and Mohan at Unionet and so forth, that there's some exciting things. To me, it's the individual matchups that we get a chance to see throughout the year. And I wonder, Derek, if some of these matchups won't be hit and miss, where coaches kind of manipulate their lineups and so forth and try to play tricks on one another. And, I was talking to two or three track coaches, and they're starting to see, I'm trying to figure out, can I win relays without this kid, to where I can move this kid over to these two or three events, or, hey, am I going to need them in the relay or so forth? But when I'm looking at some of the results from, over at Zane Trace the other night, how about Bray Nyson and Lane Ruby? That's good competition. Watch those kids. And it's so good to see Ison healthy. He's one of the really, really special athletes in our league. Obviously, we know Lane Ruby from all the sports. So that's an intriguing matchup to watch in some of those sprinting. Obviously, Burton, I think we have some really good throwers coming up in our league. And a lot of times what happens is when you have a dominant thrower like Burton, we forget to mention some of those others. So I would encourage people to look down through some of those, and you have a young kid like Hurt over at Adina that was in the top five the other night in a pretty big meet. There's a couple others that jumped out at me was the depth of Zane Trace in terms of some of their relay teams and the way they could spread those athletes out and allows them to free up maybe their elite athletes to go score the individual points. So all that stuff is really, really fun to watch. And it's a side of track that maybe I haven't always understood. But it's incredible to see how one or two athletes can swing an entire track meet. And that's something that we'll just kind of watch to see. You don't always get a chance to see all the SVC kids run against each other or jump against each other. So you can get all the way to the SVC meet before you actually see that. So you're almost trying to guess, well, so-and-so ran this over here and they ran this here. But, Uniota's never been at a track meet with Paint Valley, or when they were, these kids didn't run this or so forth. So it is, it's tough, but, you can always follow our track page. We always try to get results on there. We're really going to work hard to clean up our SVC records page to try to get that in order. But I will say this, and I think I'm speaking for Derek too, media can only give the cross country and the track sports of the world coverage when you help us. We get criticized a lot because we give these other sports so much more credit. But what I say is, other than a bombs page link or other than something like that, we don't get a lot. You know, coaches don't report necessarily on their own team. Hey, I had these highlights tonight, or I had this. I don't get a lot of that. When I have a baseball softball startup, I'll come home. Probably, Derek, because I'm sure you even get more than this. I'll come home to three or four texts and another four or five emails, and it's easy for me to go on a baseball or softball page and highlight three, four, five kids from every school because their coach is doing the work for me to put on there. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing I would throw out is, we're in this to help kids. We're in this to help programs. I would throw that out there to all of our programs is get us some talking points out here. Get us some things to go research. Get us some things that we can highlight kids. And we would gladly throw more track coverage into SVC Sports Zone and SVC Sports Talk.
All right. Well said, Mr. Shane. That's going to do it, I think, for episode number 215. Next week, we will be back and more into our usual format of an hour show. These two preview shows being released episode 214 on Monday night and episode 215 on our Tuesday night. We'll return to the usual release of one show next week. So that's about going to do it, Shane.
Yeah, sounds good. I appreciate you guys doubling up this week with the two shows. And, Derek, I look forward to talking to you and giving you the boring coach answers, and then on Sunday nights we can get in studio and I might give you a little bit more, but it's gonna be a fun spring. Glad to have you back. I know how much you enjoy the spring the same as I do, and I think it gives us a chance to offer the kids and the parents and the fans something pretty unique in our spring coverage. So guys, I appreciate it. Until next time, for Triple Crown Family Fun Center and all the other sponsors on the website, for Bruce Knox and all the people behind the scenes and at DBK Media Services, and for Derek Webb, this is Shane Combs reminding you to keep visiting SVCSportsZone.com, where we are 100% SVC, 100% of the time.
You've been listening to the Triple Crown Family Fun Center, SVC Sports Talk. SVC Sports Talk is brought to you by SVCSportsZone.com and Triple Crown Family Fun Center. Join us next time for the Triple Crown Family Fun Center SVC Sports Talk. And visit SVCSportsZone.com, where we're 100% SVC, 100% of the time.